Hi everyone, it's Iris Clark with For the Girls podcast with the Valentina campaign. Today I'm here with Tenica Zhao and Jasmine Miguel, two high school seniors who are leaders, big time leaders, and I'm so excited to have them here. They're pioneers, and they're also the leaders of Heroes for Hope, which is a subset for the Student Visionaries of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I am just so excited to have you both here and talk to you guys more about Heroes for Hope, all the things that you've done with it, how you started it, and like how to be a leader. So just to kind of get into it, like I'd love to just hear like a little bit about each of you and also how you started Heroes for Hope. Like what was your inspiration and how you got involved in it? Tenica, if you want to start, and then we can go to Jasmine.
Okay, so hi, my name is Tenica Zhao, and I am a senior at Mark Keppel High School. And I actually met Jasmine through a different program during the summer. I believe it was the summer of 2022. And it was through a Red Cross campaign called Ready Teens. And from there, we actually grew our friendship. And that's how we kind of started this little team called Heroes for Hope with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So I had a friend, he actually did the campaign a year ago, so 2023, and he actually was able to have like a really fun time. And he told me about it. And I was like, hey, I'm interested in doing this, but I don't want to do it alone. Because I would say, just try to have like a team. And so I was like, me and Jasmine are really close. So I'm like, Jasmine, would you want to help me like lead this team, create a multi-generational team to like, just try to do something good for the community? And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay, fun. And so that's how the Heroes for Hope program kind of started.
I love that. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay, Jasmine, what's your little background?
So my name is Jasmine Miguel. Me and Tenica met through Ready Teens. And I remember her texting me like, oh, do you want to do this? And I was like, what is it? And she sent me the link to the website and I saw what it was and the potential that you can do with helping others. And I was like so interested and intrigued. I was like, oh yeah, for sure we're going to do it. And I know Tenica, so I know like his skills and I know how much she can accomplish. So I joined her because it's just such a wonderful opportunity.
I love that. You guys seem like such a great team. And it's cool that you guys were friends and then decided to do this leadership opportunity together, because friends just get each other. And I can tell you guys get each other in that way and you guys can work well together. So that's just amazing. So now I'd love to hear more. And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more about what this campaign consists of. Like how long is it? And like, how are you guys doing outreach? How are you guys doing fundraising? And like, what's the overall end goal?
So our planning phase did start back in June of 2023. So that's when we got nominated and went through that whole nomination process. And then we actually met with our managers and they were telling us a little bit more about the campaign and how we can fundraise for that. And so during those like couple of months, we took the time to like, you know, we'll reach out to these people, we'll get these meetings set up, we'll try to do like a bunch of events trying to raise money towards our end goal of $50,000. And so right when December hit, we were like, okay, we got to keep the train running. We were thinking of like, okay, we should just reach out to like Instagram pages and like, you know, the city council in our areas. We were able to do that. We were able to meet with city council members. We were able to meet Iris and the Valentina campaign, as well as Dylan. And when February hit, February 25th, the start of our campaign hit, we were like, okay, we're set. We're ready to go. We got our different items for Charity Buzz, which is an auction site. And then right now we're just in the middle of the campaign. So we have a couple weeks left. And by April 5th, that's when the whole campaign ends. And so going back, our goal is $50,000. So we're trying to raise money through like sponsorships. So like sponsorships through companies, Charity Buzz, which is like an auction site that I did mention before. So we're trying to get like fun, but exclusive items for like people to bid on to try to raise money through there. And then one special thing that our team's doing is hosting a bake sale. And we're actually going to have our bake sale this Sunday and we're collecting orders for them. And we're trying to like outreach to the community and be like, hey, we have a bake sale and it would be lovely for you guys to come and check it out and see if you want anything. But yeah.
Yeah, just adding on, we had like a lot of opportunities to meet with different people. And I honestly think that it's such a wonderful thing because I personally like have horrible speaking skills. Like I get really nervous and anxious. I stutter on my words. So having this opportunity to speak with mayors or like ex-mayors or like just different people in general is something that I really enjoyed, and it helps me develop my own skills. Also, that not only in English, but also in Spanish, because I've been working alongside with the Spanish-speaking community. So I've been able to expand my vocabulary, have more of those connections, like cultural ties to this. And it's wonderful seeing how people also like gather together. Like, oh yeah, we can help. Or like, as Tanika was mentioning, we have our bikes out and various people are like reaching out to me saying like, how can I help? Or like, I would like to purchase this. Or they're just really involved. And it's just wonderful seeing everybody come together.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are just doing so much. And I can tell like you're so devoted to this campaign that you're doing. And I just love all of your hard work, and I've seen it all. And I've talked to you both before about this. And I just think it's so cool what you're doing. And it's very important to, you know, have purpose in the way that you guys are, and you have a driving force. You're trying to raise this money for a really important cause. And I just love all the work that you're putting into it. It's really, really awesome to see. And I'm sure it's inspirational to a lot of girls watching this as well, just as seeing two girls like pioneering this group and, you know, doing it in such a great way and so impressive, like all the work you're doing. You're like the charity buzz and, you know, bake sale. Like you're doing so many different ways of fundraising, which I think is so cool. So kind of bouncing off of that, like you guys have had to come up with all these ideas on like creative ways of fundraising and kind of be pioneers in that way. So I just love to hear both of your perspectives on being a leader and having to kind of do this stuff. And Jasmine, as you were saying, talk to these people that are like really cool people, like mayors, like that's so intimidating and kind of like nerve-wracking. Even that would make me nervous. Like it's just kind of a lot. And so how do you guys think you manage like being a leader in these different spaces, like being so young? And, you know, I just love to hear what you guys' experiences have been.
For me, I think definitely being a leader is kind of like sometimes it can be like really difficult, and then sometimes it'll be like really like worthwhile. Because for me, I did mention to Iris before that I was a part of the color guard at my school as their captain this year. And I would definitely say that this year has been one of the challenges that we face a lot, since we didn't have a coach, as well as like we had to make our own choreography and just like try to lead a team of 22 through like the thick and thin, and like just try to make it all the way to like championships, in which we did, which is really like, you know, wow. But I think sometimes there's always like that hardship that you have to like that barrier that you have to overcome. And I think with the team, like it's definitely something that we try to work together. Like if someone has differences, we'll try to work that out. Like if someone's not able to come to this event, that's okay. We'll tell you about like what happened and like just talk to you about like, hey, we did this, this, and this, just so they can be up to speed. And that's the same thing with this team right now. And like everyone in our team is either like high school students, adults, or even like really young. And so we're trying to like work with their schedule and just be like, hey, would you be able to work on this infographic? If not, I can try to help you as well, or Jasmine can help you, or anyone else in the team can help you. And so with this bake sale that we're doing, we're just divvying it up just so everyone has like a little like task to do. And if someone isn't able to do that one task, we'll offer them help. Or like if a team member can help them with it, then they can help them with it. I think just working it out together is just the one thing that you can do as a leader, and like just put your members first, like over yourself. Cause I think for me, my leadership skills like servant leadership. So I put others before me. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. No, I love everything that you said. Jasmine.
Yeah. I agree with the fact that like putting others first. Also, it's like seeing what skills they bring to the table, because we're not all good at everything, to be quite honest. So if one person is really good at something, then we make sure that they're in charge of that certain stuff, because not everyone has the same skills, and using those skills to the best of the abilities to help us like as a whole is just something that's really important. Also, taking a step back as leaders and seeing how your like own teammates go and develop on their own is also something really important, because some of the teammates I work alongside separately, like, because I have that personal connection, which is also really important, because it feels a lot, it's not like you're like forcing them, it's like they're coming out of their own like little shell and telling you, hey, we should do this, or like, hey, I have this idea, and like hearing them out and kind of like coming as a group then and sharing those ideas and having that reinforcement on our teammates, I think is really important too, because it like encourages them to continue and be a greater part of the campaign.
I love that. I think positive reinforcement is so important when you're a leader and leading the path for others in a positive way and showing that you guys can like communicate with each other and work around issues and schedules and all that kind of thing is so important when you're a leader. So I loved hearing your guys' experience with that. And I'm sure with, you know, as Tenneke, as you were saying with like Color Guard, like you guys are leaders in so many other parts of your life too, beyond just this campaign, that you've gotten so much experience with it, which is so amazing at such a young age to get experience with leadership. It really is such an important skill to have. So if you could narrow down like the top three qualities that you feel like are important to bring forth when you're being a leader, like what do you think that those three would be? For me, if I were to say three, I think I would say just like kind of being like, as you guys were saying, positive reinforcement, like being a positive role model for like the people, you know, that are a part of your team. And maybe another would be like obviously being inclusive, like making sure everyone feels included and making sure you build that sense of community within your group. What do you guys think?
Having an open mind, kind of open-minded to any idea that anyone has. Also, communication is a really big one. So we have a group chat on Discord where we communicate all of the events, or like, hey, can you like do a poster for this? And they'll be like, yeah or no. And I'll be like, okay, that's fine. We can like work a way around it. And another one would be, I think, time management, also having that organization skill, because we are balancing a lot on our plate. Like Tenneke has Color Guard, and then also has Red Cross, and I'm also part of Red Cross. We're within the e-board of Red Cross, and I also have other programs on the side. So it's having a balance on everything, and also like figuring out schedules and opportunities for others that fit also into their schedule.
Yeah, I think what Jasmine touched upon was like something similar to me. One like really big thing as a leader is organization. So I know when Jasmine mentioned the Discord server that we have like little folders for each of our team members, like their own little chat that they can just like pop questions at any time of the day so we can like answer it whenever. And so they find that like little space like really comforting instead of like just reaching out through like the giant like chat room that we have. So that's really good. And then we also have like a Google Drive where we have all of our documents. So like if members need help with their workbooks, so like we can just send it out to them. So their workbooks consist of like their contact lists, their emails, or like whatever they're working on. It can be like flyers or like infographics. And so if they ever need anything, we'll just pop them a link. Or if we ever need anything from their folder, we'll either look in the folder or just be like, hey, can you give us a link real quick? But yeah, I think those are the main like qualities of a leader.
Yeah, I think those qualities are great. They're all so important. Like organization is so important, and communication, all very important things in, you know, pioneering something and creating a community within the group that you guys have made. So kind of to circle back around to your guys's Heroes for Hope, I just want to hear like how everyone listening can support you guys in donating if they can donate, or, you know, getting involved by like following the Instagram. Like, what are the top ways that people on here can help you guys out with your fundraising?
So one way that we're trying to fundraise a lot of is through a bake sale. I'm not too sure if the podcast is going to be out before the 17th. So
unfortunately not.
So we also have an Instagram page with all of the information that you guys can check out. So it's at lls.heroesforhope. And so through that, it's going to tell you like our charity links as well as our charity buzz items that we have. So our link is in our bio, and it should be a LLS link that sends you directly to our page, and you can just donate through there. Or you can see all of the charity buzz items or auction items that we have that might interest you. And just a little heads up, the Valentina campaign's on there too. And we also have like different council members and one ex-mayor and then one like current mayor on there. And other than that, I think those are the biggest way to support. And one bigger way to support is to also share through your social media or through whatever platform that you can.
Definitely. I love that. And Jasmine, if there's anything else, I think Tenneke covered a lot of it, but
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, I think the biggest, like, outreach would be the biggest one, like, emphasis on outreach, because honestly, me and Tenica coming together and, like, contacting our people and seeing how they also know people who want to, like, donate to our campaign and just seeing it, like, grow and grow and grow is just something wonderful. And you may think that, like, oh, I don't know many people, but those people know people. And it's just, like, it's a whole network.
Oh, and I have a story about that. So we actually met with, we tried to get a sponsorship, but that didn't quite go through. So I'm not going to name drop. But through that organization, we were able to actually like get in contact with the mayor pro tem and the current mayor. And they were able to like give us an auction item, like a little exclusive event, like exclusive lunch. And then through them, we were able to talk to one of the vice presidents of a, I believe, a API lawyer association. And we were able to get a lunch with him as well. So there's more like little networks out there. You just got to get in touch with them.
Totally. And I love to see your guys' outreach because I know we talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, but you guys just have to like email like crazy and you guys are doing this like reaching out and you're putting in all this effort. And like Jasmine, I know you were saying like you were learning your email skills and like learning how to kind of reach out to people and you've seen it pay off firsthand, which is amazing. Like reaching out really does help. And I hope that this podcast provides you with an even more bigger network for you guys to keep growing this fundraising and your group and support for your fundraising as well. So word of mouth really does work. And it's cool to see that with you guys, like through your bake sale and all the things you guys are working on, like really just reaching out to one person can snowball and really build something big, which I love. But just to kind of close out, like, are there any closing thoughts you guys have on, it can be from leadership to just one piece of advice that you would give, you know, girls out there who want to be pioneers or who want to work on something that really gives them a purpose, like what you guys are doing? Like, do you guys have one last piece of advice to close out the episode on that?
I think one piece of advice from me is reach out, because you only have two options, a yes or a no. And sometimes it could be a yes, but it's okay to get no's as well. People might have, you know, other things in mind that they might not be able to support. So through this campaign, we were actually able to like talk to other people. Even though we got a couple of no's, that's totally fine because we were able to like, you know, have the opportunity to talk to them, learn a little bit more about their company, learn a little bit more about what they do. And in that, we were able to gain some knowledge that we can put into like, you know, other meetings. And we can get like more experiences from that. So I really think that reaching out is, it's okay. So just reach out.
Rejection is redirection. I always say that. Like rejection is not a bad thing. It's just moving you to the next step. And I think that that's such a good piece of advice.
I think one advice I have, actually I have various advice, but I think kind of like honing it down to one is also the fact of like put yourself out there because you never know what the outcome might be. Like it's okay to be rejected, you know. Sometimes I saw a TikTok of this girl. I spent too much time in there, but this one was a good one because she said that how she was putting herself in situations to be rejected. Like she applied to a job where she didn't have the skills that they were asking for her, but she got hired in the job. So she's like, oh, just be out there. Be present is also a good one because sometimes you think about the future and you're just like all caught up in the future or in the past, but being present is also important. Being in the moment is just something really amazing. Like as I see like the campaign going on and in the moments are little, every time I get a donation in that moment, it's just something wonderful. Like I smile and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I send them like a thank you text. It's like a paragraph long, but it's just like, I want to express to them how much this means to me and how much it also means to the people who are receiving the support by the donations that are given.
Yeah. You guys are just so, you know, well-spoken and everything you have to say, so insightful. And I know it can help so many girls out there who are also want to be pioneers and leaders. And I know they can learn so much from you. So I'm so glad you guys could both come on today. It was so lovely to talk to you guys here on the podcast. And again, check them out on Instagram to support their campaign, Heroes for Hope. And we wish the Valentina campaign is all in support of them, wishing them the best in the Student Visionaries of the Year.
And I just wanted to pop this out there. It all started off with a Stanley. That's it.
It all started off with a Stanley Cup giveaway. That was it. That was the beginning. Thank you guys so much for listening. And that's all for this week. Bye, guys.